and scrubbing boards were commonly used to wash clothes. Or when cars were run on cheap used tires because that's all they had. In their years together while in the mission field, they even drove all over Mexico on bald tires, spreading the gospel everywhere they went, battling bed bugs in roach motels.
Thanks.
Or
you had to get that in there, didn't you?
Thank God it wasn't the audio. Or helping at an orphanage where they lived for a while. This 30s generation were the last ones who lived without television during childhood, where listening to the radio was the big deal, besides perhaps seeing the picture show at the theater in town on occasion. The 30s and 40s brought news and newspapers that still had ads for elixirs and concoctions, hair grease, and barbershops where a man could get his hair singed rather than cut, as well as receive a good clean shave after a hot steaming towel was put on the face. By the 50s, women were still wearing skirts more than pants, including my mom with her bobby socks and black and white saddle Oxford shoes. Mama and Daddy met near where my mom lived in Onico, Florida, located near the Sarasota-Bradenton area, not far from the Gulf of Mexico. Daddy was preaching and fell in love with her there. Some of this is going to sound familiar from what my Uncle Amos said. And after Daddy was preaching and fell in love with her there after she gave her heart to the Lord. It was a wonderful time in a beautiful place. That area of Florida was spotted with palmetto plants, with their palm fronds and their black shiny fruit that tasted like turpentine. Oak trees with Spanish moss hanging down. Pine trees and scrub filled the landscape as well, and a two rutted dirt road lane led out to the nearby town of New Pierce. They carried a shovel in the car to dig themselves out if sandy roads caused the car to get stuck. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, the family would cut down a 4 to 8 year old cabbage palm and slice out the bud or heart of the palm, then would cook it up with some butter and bacon and such, and which was known as swamp cabbage. Very good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Cornbread?
Oh, yeah.
Although fishing and smoking mullet fish in the smoker was part of Mama's upbringing, and they went camping and swimming at the beach a lot, Daddy was more of a book reader and dove into the Bible in his spare time. They traveled and he preached all over, including Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and the island of Roatan, and also in Cuba. Cuba was an especially amazing and beautiful place that they loved and wished they could have retired to. When they first lived there for a total of 2 years, Cuba was still free. But by the end of 1 year, a revolution had occurred and Fidel Castro took over. Those who were rebels against the current government stood with him, bombing the fields and outhouses near the houses and churches. My parents and others barricaded the church doors with the pews while they waited for the explosions to stop and planes to stop flying over. Homes and vehicles and excess belongings were taken from the rich and given to the poor. So everyone was left with a home each to live in, but not more than they needed. It was forced redistribution of wealth. It was a scary time, but they continued through it and lived there another year, making Daddy and Mama unique among most people, because they lived in Cuba before, during, and after the communist regime took over. Uncle Amos remembers Cuba and was so browned and swarthy from the hot sun that the officials thought he was Cuban instead of American when he tried to leave the country. Mark and Andy were also in the mission field with them as they traveled all over. By the time I came along, a decade or so after my brothers, Daddy began writing Bible studies on an ironing board from the closet, which served as his desk. The ministry grew, and he graduated to a real desk. The people were blessed, and in return, God blessed the ministry and my parents and our family. I consider myself not just lucky to be a part of this family.
You were crying, yeah.
But also incredibly blessed. And I can only hope to live and grow with someone with the love and dedication and lifetime devotion that Mom and Daddy have kept for each other all of these 60 years of marriage. In honor of you both, and with all the love in my heart, I'm grateful to be here and that we are all here with you today to celebrate your many years together. I pray for the rest of your time together in this life to be joyous and fulfilling and continue to be blessed by the Lord. You're the best parents anyone could ever ask for, and I love you both. Congratulations.
Yeah.